I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
We got Stephanie joining the show this morning from Crown Point. So, Steph, over the weekend on Sunday night, I was standing up at my buddy Steve's wedding. He married Jenny. It was a great time. But if you remember on Sunday nights, the Bears game was playing during the wedding.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, I started noticing around the room that every guy at the table had his cell phone out with the Bears game on because they didn't want to miss the Bears action.
Of course not. They're playing the Packers.
Yeah. No one wants to miss the Bears and the Packers. And I will say, it wasn't just the guys at the reception hall. Ladies, they were all watching as well. So sometimes this does happen. 312-946-4995. What events came in the way while you wanted to watch maybe a sporting event? Or what grabs your attention when you're supposed to be paying attention to something else? Steph, good morning. You started off for us.
I'm watching Snap videos at work.
But I mean, come on. It helps you work, right? It gives you a quick, like, 3-second break, and then you go back in and you accomplish the rest of your work.
Exactly.
Now, I don't know if that made any sense, but do you think your boss would believe that?
Probably not.
We want to hear from you. Call Stiles and Roman and throw in your 2 cents. 312-946-4995. US 99.
We are having some fun this morning. Hey, it's Stiles and Roman at US 99 at 6:45. It's going to be another beautiful, gosh, it's going to be a gorgeous day, just like yesterday, today in Chicago. It's actually going to be like this the next few days and Saturday night. Ooh, it's going to be amazing out in Tinley. We got Lady Antebellum. We're bringing Darius Rucker for you. Also, Russell Dickerson. He's going to be opening up the show. All right, now I get you. You're driving into work right now. Maybe you're in the drive-thru at Dunkin' Donuts out in Schaumburg or maybe Aurora, and you're saying to yourself, hey, guys, I don't have any tickets, man. You're talking how amazing this is going to be. Give us some tickets. Well, we got you. You plus 3, 7:15. We're about a half hour away. We're going to be kicking it off. We're not just giving you a pair of tickets. We're giving you 4 tickets. You get to bring 3 of your friends to have a good old time with you down in Tinley on Saturday nights. But on Sunday, I stood up to my buddy Steve and Jenny's wedding. It was amazing time. But if you remember, the Bears were playing the Packers on Sunday night. So during the reception, the wedding, amazing. We had a great time. But everybody at the tables, they had their phones out. They were all checking and watching the Bears and the Packers game. And we even had the DJ get on the microphone to give announcements. He gave us like updates throughout the party, throughout the wedding. So, hey, sometimes that happens, right? 312-946-4995. You're out and about, but hey, something is on the back of your mind. So you're pulling out your cell phone and you're checking it up. Call me up with your story just like Maria did from Elmhurst. What you got?
Well, my sister and I like to watch or Snapchat in church. We sit in the back and we snap away and watch our little videos.
Maria, hold on. I'm backing up right now because God is about to show himself. You're not supposed to do that in church.
Well, he knows my heart and everything. I should be comfortable. This is his home.
Yeah, but you should be comfortable on Snapchat. Hallelujah. It's 6:56 Wednesday morning at Chicago's hottest country, US 99. And on a Sunday, yeah, the Bears and the Packers were playing. Everyone was excited about that. But I had to stand up at my buddy's wedding. So while we were having the reception, I was looking around the room and I was like, wow, everybody's got their phones out. Look at everybody is checking in the score. People just had their phones out on the table, letting everybody watch the game on their phones. It's so cool now with technology. You're able to do different things. But sometimes that happens, right? 312-946-4995. Maybe you were supposed to be at your daughter or your son's game or their recital, but there was a big sporting event on that you had your phone out. Or maybe work had a conference call and you didn't want to miss something. Call us up. Let's talk about it this morning. 312-946-4995. 99.5. We got Dan on the phone this morning. What's your story, Dan? Good morning.
Okay, so 2014, October 5th, my wife's coming out of her C-section.
Uh-oh.
And she asks, what period are the Hawks in? Honey, the game hasn't started yet. And you have the nurse turn it on.
She didn't even ask to hold your son or daughter. The first thing she asks, what's the score of the game? He's going to be here in 3 days. Yes, Russell Dickerson is going to be opening up for Lady Antebellum and Darius Rucker. And rumor has it is they flip off Lady A and Darius. Like, Darius will open up, do like three songs, and Lady A will jump on, then they're going to do a couple songs together. Just imagine Wagon Wheel, Saturday night, you and three of your friends. Well, if you don't have tickets, we're 12 minutes away. 7:15, we're kicking it off. Ticket tag. Then we're going to do it all day on the 15s today. But good morning. It's Styles and Roman. And ladies, how many times have you heard when you said, hey, we got to go to this party, and your guy is like, babe, but the Bears, the Bulls, the Cubs, the Sox, the Blackhawks, the game is on? Or, fellas, how come sometimes you're like, babe, come on, and she's sitting there on Snapchat, right? She's always on Snapchat. You're supposed to be doing something, but your attention is drifted towards something else. 312-946-4995. We're talking about it this morning, and on the phone, we got from Elgin. Gary, good morning, buddy. What's your story?
So my wife and I have been married 12 years, and on our wedding day, we had the Cubs Sox Crosstown Classic, and half of my family is all Cubs fans, and her side is Sox fans, so we're all watching the Crosstown Classic during our wedding.
So the whole family, the whole wedding is divided. I gotta ask you, who ended up winning that Crosstown Classic?
The Cubs did, actually.
Yeah! So it was a good wedding for you, and then your wife's family, they just got crazy drunk.
That's exactly what was gonna happen anyway.
Southside! Couple minutes away. You ready? Lady A, Darius, you plus three. Good morning. It's US 99 and Styles and Roman. We have your tickets coming up in, I swear, like 3 minutes, all right? 3 minutes. But Jerry from Manhattan is on the phone this morning, and we're talking about instances when someone checks their phone or you're supposed to be at an event and you'd rather be watching a sporting event. Jerry, what's your story?
All right. So about a month ago, my wife had our fourth child.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. You know, as each child comes, they come a little bit faster, and we tried to get a hold of our doctor. He wasn't there at the hospital, so we decided to give him a phone call, and he wasn't answering. They kept saying about a half hour out. As soon as he showed up, my wife's like, all right, let's get the baby out. And doctor turns down and looks at his phone. He goes, oh, hey, Sox are winning 2-0 right now. And then about 30 seconds later, that baby came right out.
Now, were you more amazed how fast the baby got out, or were you more amazed that the White Sox were actually winning 2-0?
I think a little bit of both.
It's 729 at Chicago's hottest country, US 99. Good morning, it's Styles and Roman. And on Sunday, I had a wedding. And you also know Sunday night was Bears-Packers. Da Bears. Come on, you can't miss the Bears and the Packers game. So I started looking around the reception. I was like, wow, look at everybody checking their phones. Majority of the people just had their phones sitting out on the table. They were watching the game because sometimes when you have an event, there's like a sporting event or something else that you want to watch. Sharon from Elmhurst, good morning. What's your story?
My son's first birthday was on the day that the Bears won the Super Bowl.
Oh, man. Was anybody even paying attention to your son?
Absolutely not. The poor kid's sitting in a high chair and everybody's like, yeah, yeah, that's okay.
It doesn't matter. Wait, Jim McMahon is going. Wait, Walter Payton. Wait, Willie Gault. Gary Fensick. Richard Dent. You go now, Sharon. Name a whole bunch of Bears.
Oh, my God. Dick Butkus.
Dick Butkus was not on the team, Sharon.
Jim McMahon.
I already named Jim McMahon.
The fridge.
You go. Finally, the fridge. Before I let you off the phone this morning, we are the Bears. Shuffling crew. Sharon, you're supposed to finish the song.
I don't remember it.
We are the Bears. Shuffling crew. Shuffling on down. Do it for you. We're so bad. We know we're good.
The party isn't down.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.